Okay, then the next one is really broad because we came up with it seconds ago. But it is yard sales.
Yard sales. Wow. That's a good one because that has a lot in it.
There's so much.
There is. It's so
There's
much.
Every person involved
has the possibility of being sent.
There's not one person in that scenario that isn't.
Okay, so I say yard sales, no matter where they are, who's having them, are said. Now, oh my gosh, this is so much. There's so much here. Okay, now, do you think that they're sad in and of themselves?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes. I mean, yes.
This touches on the free cycle thing. Because remember that whole thing? We got into it a little bit. But anyway, yeah.
But okay.
Right.
I'm not going to get that argument, but I think this is sadder, personally.
Okay. And I for this, even though I was saying it wasn't before, I'll say it is for the sake of this. Because I think yard sales are really sad. I just think free cycle is a little sadder. But okay. Regardless, I'll put it aside.
Right.
So yard sales. Okay. Now, which is worse, having them or going to them?
Okay, now, I'm going to have to say, see, the thing is, like, on all levels, though, I'm going to say, like, I've enjoyed going to yard sales. But it is sad, but I'm aware that it's sad.
Right, right.
But I there have been times in my life when it was, like, a thing to do where I'm just like, I know it's sad, but I'm going to do this. So I'm going to have to say having them because I cannot even fathom the idea of having one myself. I will give everything to Salvation Army before I try to sell anything.
Right. So your whole thing is like,
but that's
it's,
more.
It's
of
a
an
lot
effort.
Of work, right? Mm-hmm. It's a work thing, but also, like, to be honest, like, as much as I think going to them is sadder, let's just say, like, let's quickly explore having them real quick. I think that it is always sad to start pricing your stuff.
Yeah,
like that's pretty bad.
Like, what's this worth?
Like, I don't know. And maybe if you don't spend a lot of time on it or something, like maybe just put it all in a box for like $1.
Yeah.
$1 a thing. Yeah. And you don't even think about it is one, you know, but like to price each item is always like depressing to me.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm going to say going to them is more depressing because for me, but yeah, here's the thing. When I say going to them, I only am talking about habitual goers.
Okay.
I'm talking about the dudes drive around or the women that drive around in a minivan
or with the newspaper
or whatever, and it's packed already.
Yeah.
Like the vehicle is just cluttered to the brim with stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like those people that are like the hoarders or whatever, and they're like super like,
right.
You know,
you have a thing with hoarders in general. I mean, like, you're right, but like, I don't, and also
hoarders in general make me very upset.
Right. I'm going to say, beyond that, like, say it's someone who goes a lot.
Right.
And if there's one thing in particular that I think bothers me that they buy or they're looking for.
Okay, right.
And that is clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Not kids' clothing. I understand
having
a kid. I understand kids grow out of clothing. Doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't know why it bothers me that people put out clothing, first of all.
Right.
But it bothers me when people are strumming through the clothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't, but at the same time, I don't have a problem with people going to Salvation Army or Goodwill to buy clothing.
Okay, I'm going to up it a little bit.
Okay.
Sometimes Pamela's sister, when they have the garage sale, she'll put out food.
Ooh.
Packaged goods.
That's bad.
That they haven't eaten. And they always sell out of it.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
Weird.
People will buy, like, boxes of cereal or, like, cans of tuna.
Why would you?
I don't know. And of course, I mean, there are pricing them way less than they would be.
Right.
But still, it's like, wow. You got to be something to buy. To be buying.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say this. Here's the thing. I think that, you know, going to the garage sale, it's mostly sad when it's the person that goes a lot.
Yeah.
Because I don't think going once in a while is sad.
No, yeah, no, I agree. Because I'll do it. You know, I will.
Right. But the flip side of that being that I think that going is worse than selling. What if you're a habitual seller? Like, what if you have that many garage sales that you're that on that? Like, that's sad because
I've driven by places that's like weekly.
Yeah, like they're always out there with
the
garage
sale. But those are hoarders.
Right, that
like,
are obviously.
I know people that, like, around here they have auctions.
Right.
But not, like, there's places that have a weekly auction where basically, let's say your grandmother dies and you have a bunch of crap you don't know what to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So these people will go to these auctions and you buy things in lots. So yes, you'll buy a whole lot of dishes, a whole lot of whatever.
Assorted dishes. Boom.
So these same people the next week will come home and put all that stuff out for sale.
Wow.
Which is like, so at that point, you're just doing it out of, like, it's just a routine of things to do.
I mean, I guess you could go to the place where it's like, well, maybe they make a living off of it, and then it's like not as sad anymore because they're actually making a living.
That's still kind of sad.
Yeah, it is pretty sad. I still think that going is more sad. Now, here's the thing that I think brings it to another level, and this Pamela has brought up to me a couple of times because she finds it so sad. Oh gosh, this is so bad. It doesn't matter whose side you're on. Just this scenario happening at a garage sale, okay? You're at a garage sale, and you see this. A person trying to lower the price of something.
Yeah.
That's not a huge ticket item.
Ooh.
Like, it's one thing to try to haggle with the television. Because you're like, okay, you're selling this TV, you know, this giant 32-inch TV for $200, which is ridiculous already. But I'm going to try to get it for $100. I totally understand that.
Right.
More power to
you.
Yeah. You get somebody's trying to get a dollar. The books are a dollar. They find a book and they're like, 50 cents.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you kidding me? Like, just give me a dollar.
Yeah. Like, it would take me more time to break your, like, he's like, he has a dollar, but he's like 50 cents. Like, you have a dollar in your hand.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's trying to haggle. Yeah. Like, and I understand the whole haggle thing. Everybody gets all,
I think,
like,
that's part of the, like, I think to a lot of these people, that's the event. You know,
right. The event is the haggle. And I understand the haggling on a certain level, like,
like you said, with like, or a bigger,
and if it was like the whole, like if it was your total you're trying to haggle with, like, let's say you get a bag of stuff and it ranks up to $20, and you're like, how about 15 for what I just put in that bag? That even I'm okay with, but the single item haggle makes me so upset, especially if it's under $5.
Because you're wasting that one person's time whose job it is to take care of this thing.
Yeah, to run a garage sale. And you're like, And the worst part is that some of those times they're doing it because they know that that's the case. The person's stressed out. They're running this way and that. You're just like, that's fine. Okay, 50 cents. Yeah. I don't care. Just give me some money for it.
Yeah.
Just give Take me it. Something. Just leave. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, just go away.
If you're going to put up, you
Here's
drag
a
your
dollar. Just walk away. Take the book.
Yeah. Like, when, like, I almost like break down into that. Like, when we're having a garage sale, if somebody questions a price, my thing, take it. Just get out of here and take it.
So if
get away from me.
Is,
just get away from me.
Like, if anyone is at Parker's garage sale, just ask him any question about something and he will give it to you.
He will immediately give it to you. Yeah, I always feel that way because I'm always just do it. I don't have time for this. I don't want to.
Could you imagine someone haggling over the food items that your sister in law
puts out? Oh my gosh.
Like, this can of tuna, you want 25 cents? How about 10?
Oh my gosh! If you're haggling under 25 cents, I think that's the worst.
Yeah.
So to make this like a ridiculous scenario, so you're haggling an item that's 25 cents
to
get it down to below 25 cents
to 10 cents,
and not,
I mean, even 24 cents, because that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, no, that's just weird. Like, not even out of a poverty thing, because I would almost like be like, okay, like, let's say there's a homeless guy or something and he walks up to a thing and sees there's food,
right,
and it's like, sweet, I can buy some food, and then he's trying to get it for as low as possible. I mean as you know, as sad as that is that he's in that place, the scenario itself isn't sad. I think it's that somebody doing it out of like their own, like, I'm gonna get it for less.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh gosh, just
like
stop.
You're wasting so much
just
energy.
Stop. Oh gosh, energy. Like, I think to generalize everything, you know, one of the parts we were talking about, SayaCon, one of the saddest things for some people is just to see a base image of humanity, like a snapshot of somebody being human.
Yeah.
Whatever, to say that. I think another thing is to put energy into something that is worthless.
Right.
Because, do you know what I mean? Like that's even
on some level, you're filling some sort of void in your life because your mind is off that void doing this thing.
But yeah, so okay. So to recap, I say, and I think you're agreeing, like, going, a habitual goer, right? Somebody with the minivan packed to the brim, or car of some kind.
Say station wagon.
Nice. And it is just packed.
Yeah.
You can't fit
another
thing.
You can't see out the back windows.
You can't fit one more thing in the car. Okay, so they're definitely, you know, that their house is a thousand times worse. Right. They're a big hoarder, right? And they're trying to haggle with you over the 25 cents, you know, hairspray.
Yeah, hairspray, that's good. You half a can of Aquanet.
Oh, and it's a used hairspray model, and they're getting less than 25 cents. And then, and to make the scenario worse, the person having it is playing into it. They're arguing. Right.
What if, like, what if even worse than that? Like the can of hairspray was in a box of a box of stuff that was to sell for 50 cents. The whole box. And this person breaks out one item, which wasn't even meant to happen. But then you're saying this other, like the person having it, you know, is like, oh, okay, well, let's talk about it. And then they're breaking down the math. They're like, well, if the whole box was 50 cents.
And I see about 50 things in there. This should be a penny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but come on.
Yeah.
Buy the thing for 25 cents. No, I'm going to give you 10 cents. No, just give me 20 cents. Yeah. Give me 25 cents. No, I'm not giving you 25 cents.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, do you have change for a dollar?
Yeah.
And it's like, Hold on.
Yeah, that's
And then the person tries to trick the person and gives them back 75 cents. And they're like, they give it back in like dimes and nickels.
Right.
And then the person goes, there's 75 cents here. Nice try. Give me 20 more cents.
It's so nasty. I hate that.
Oh, and they're mean to each
other. The ugliness of it.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so I think that's a good one.
So let me ask you this.
I don't think you can make that one much worse.
No. No, I'm not trying to.
And then the person goes back to their station wagon.
And throws it.
And
just throws it in the back.
Throws it in the back. Oh, my gosh. That's obvious. That's lost forever.
Never to be seen again.
Oh, my gosh. Take some funky music. Stick it in your ear hole. So just a real quick piggyback off the yard sale thing before we move on. And this one could be a contender in and of itself.
Right.
Something I've seen a couple times, but not so specific that I don't think it, whatever. Seeing somebody argue or no, not even argue. Okay. You go to a restaurant.
Okay.
Right. And you're paying the bill.
Yeah.
I've had this happen like at a couple of places, right? Waiting in line. There's somebody in front of me and the lady that's doing the bill, or the man behind the counter that is doing the ringing up of the check,
yeah,
has to do the obligatory, how was everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the person will say, well, the potato was a little undercooked.
Yeah.
Because that guy or girl is not it. The person working there does not care.
Right.
And if you had a complaint, you should have said it before you started eating.
But it's a tough call. I mean, you're right. That is sad. The whole scenario is sad.
Right.
The guy asking and the person responding. Because I've been asked that question. But you're right. Like, obviously,
they ask
I'm not
it just
gonna...
out of a thing. They're like, how was your
right.
meal?
And because I've had it. And there's times that I've been like, it was horrible.
But you
but
say
like,
fine.
I'm not going to say anything.
Right. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Like, what? Yeah. I mean, you're just going to make things awkward. And then, have you ever seen someone ask for the manager? Ooh, that's bad. That happened to me. I saw that happen at Friendly's once.
Friendly's. I think that's a good one. Complaining at a restaurant is always sad.
Yeah.
Especially if that restaurant is Friendly's.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Because then you know the manager could come out, and they could be in high school.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Or like in college, and then it's like a 50-year-old person complaining to a 20-year-old person.
Yeah,
and then you're the manager here.
And then the only thing that guy can say is like, "I'm sorry, sir.
Can I give you a coupon?"
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna take this off the bill. Well, and then they're still not happy. I've seen that where it's like, well, you know, that's fine, but I'm still not. You know, I
not
still
satisfied.
Have to eat it. You didn't have to.
You didn't have to,
sir.
And then it's like, you better shape up before the next time I come back.
Yeah, it's not even so much about that. I just want you to know how I'm not satisfied.
Oh, I've heard that one's like where it's just like they're ringing it up and then they go, "How was the meal?" Well, it was a little bit cold. And then it's like, and then the person's like,
I'm sorry.
"I'm sorry." Yeah, just like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And it's like, "Yeah, well
it would have been nice earlier if you'd asked."
Yeah.
Or like,
and it's like, you could have, if you
I'm
were
sure
obviously
the waitress,
upset.
The waiter came back several times. Well, oh.
That's
oh
good.
My gosh. Oh, I've got a real scenario here.
Okay.
That fits into this.
Perfect. All right.
It was the most unbelievable thing I ever saw.
Good. Make it worse.
I don't know if I can make this worse than what
no,
I'm
no,
about
make,
to.
No,
oh,
make
yeah.
like what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Right over here. Bright's restaurant.
Okay. So, okay, so, like, you're starting off the bat. Changing it from a Friendly's to, like, one of those locally owned hole-in-the-wall. Right. Not hole-in-the-wall, but, like, one of those, like, diners that closes at 8 o'clock.
A diner that, because of my experience with my grandfather.
Right.
It was like, these places solely stay open because there's a certain group of people.
Right, that go there.
Just want to hang out there. Usually
right.
older.
Right.
Older people. But they go there. They don't care about food quality. I mean, right. they don't want it to be bad,
but
there's nothing special about these places except they see their friends there mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
Right. Because I see them as places that close at 8 o'clock because they're like, well, right. nobody's coming in.
Right.
Now we can close. Yeah. It's not like a place that has to stay open because they have a trickle.
Right.
Their faucet stops at 7 p.m. because everybody's gone to bed.
Yeah. Okay, well, this story, right. I mean, this it doesn't even really matter where this place was.
Right, right. But whatever.
The Bright's is, at this time, was pretty well known amongst the diner community.
Which is
for
great.
their broiled chicken.
Oh my gosh!
Which is broiled. I will contend.
No, not broasted.
No, broasted. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, because that's right. the like fried, sort of fried. Right, right. right.
Which yeah. I don't know what
that's
the difference
Lancaster
is,
County
but
thing.
It was very good over
right.
there.
Okay.
And so I went there once with my grandfather, and the way the place is set up is like there's tables, but then they had the biggest bar I've ever seen. Like a counter.
Oh, right, yeah, the countertop. Right, right.
Counter, and it went the whole way around the center section. Okay?
Wow, yeah.
So you could see everything that was going on. And then the kitchen was back behind. Well, I don't know if it was a special that day or what, but people were always getting the broasted chicken
right.
to go.
Okay.
So, like, we would sit there, and, you know, people would come up right where we were sitting and back and forth. Okay. So, this is so sad.
Oh, good.
So we're sitting there, and this elderly woman
right.
walks in,
yeah.
with a bag
yeah.
that she had gotten from Bright's.
Oh no! And, she has a complaint.
She has a complaint.
Oh gosh!
And she walks over to the owner or the owner's son.
Right.
He says, "This I asked for two breasts and a drumstick. You gave me two drumsticks and a breast." And the guy goes, He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. Let me fix that for you." And he takes the bag and he's about to open it. She goes, "I ate it already." Like, she ate the
Oh my gosh. She ate the whole thing already? Like, she's
she ate all the chicken.
But she wanted him to know. She was upset.
I think she was planning on him not opening the bag and either getting more chicken or her money back.
Without opening the
bag. That's what I mean, I took that angle on it, but you're right. Like, but she had to drive back to the place.
Oh, God.
Because, I mean, you know where we are. Like, there's no way she could have walked there.
Right.
Or sat. I doubt she sat in the parking lot.
I doubt she sat in the parking lot. Right. She would have went eaten inside. Oh, my gosh. That is so good. Oh, I ate it. But I want you to know I'm upset.
Oh, my God. It was.
Or I was attempting. I was attempting to rip you off. For your $4 roasted chicken.
Right. And I think it was more the latter than the front because I mean, I think her retreat once he grabbed the bag and was about to, you know. Like,
well, I already ate it. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, and it was just like this second of.
Awkward.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just remember that. It was years ago.
That is good. Let's see if this is worse, because I think that's worse. I think that's worse than this, but I just want to say this because since we're on the topic of restaurants.
Yeah.
Pamela and I went to Applebee's, and this isn't even a complaint about the food or anything, which is sad, and I think that one's good. This guy is it's crowded, because the Applebee's near here, it's the only restaurant within any amount of driving distance.
Right.
That's like open past sunset.
Yeah.
So it gets crowded on Fridays and Saturday nights. So this place is packed. It's one of those nights that's super packed, you know?
Yeah.
So Pal and I go in because we're like, you know, we just didn't want to cook, but we didn't want, like, fast food. So we're like, whatever. We'll eat here. And we thoroughly understood that we were going to have to wait, like, a half hour.
Right.
Like, we knew it. That's why we were like, whatever. We'll wait. You know, we don't care.
Yeah.
So we go in. We put our names in, whatever. This one couple walks in with the kids, right?
Yeah.
And she walks up to the counter and she goes, I called ahead, and he's like, "Oh, what's the name?" And she's like, "You know, whatever, Smith." And he looks at it, "Okay, here you are. I'll put you right on the list." And he's like, "It'll be a couple minutes." you know?
Yeah.
So then she walks away from the thing, right? So then within a couple minutes, they're like, you're ready to be seated. So this guy, this heavy set guy, right, yeah, is there with his wife, long, greasy hair, goes, yeah, whoa, 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 what's going on here? They just got here. Hold on a minute. I've been here 20 minutes. They just got here. So the guy attempts to explain, yeah, call ahead seating.
Right.
He's like, well, sir, they called ahead. I don't, whoa, whoa, I don't care what they did. I have been here 20 minutes. And he starts going off. And now the worst part is that, A, he's overweight. He doesn't even need Applebee's. I mean, I'm overweight. It's not like I'm saying that against him. No, but I it's know. Like to argue about, like, yeah, being seated to eat food you shouldn't be eating, yeah, is ridiculous. Okay. Two, he's there, like, with his wife, like, and they're, like, they were, like, easily in their 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that they're, like, you know, we're going out to eat. Like, and this was probably, like, I mean, not saying anything against them as people, but it was probably, this is a nice restaurant for them.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not, yeah, this is a night out. This is above McDonald's. Like, this is like, whoa, we're splurging tonight. Right. We're going to go to the Applebee's. Yeah. I mean, you know, nothing against, you know, whatever their status, but like you could tell this was a thing, mm-hmm, but the worst part is that it's a crowded night. So there's an audience. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's, yeah, by himself where, yeah, he just let himself go. Everybody's watching.
Yeah.
And they're all, oh. And he's like, no. He's mad. No, this is not happening. I've been here 20 minutes, and I'm still going to be waiting a lot longer.
Right.
And they're just getting seated. This is ridiculous. And he's going on and on and on. And it's just getting like, you know, you're getting upset. And he goes, they're like, well, I'm sorry. I mean, that's our policy as to, oh, it's your policy? You know, like, he's taking everything they say, throwing it back at him. The best part, it ends amazingly. He's like, we're not staying here. We're leaving. Which I'm like, it's like, that, yeah, doesn't say.
You just wasted everything.
You've already waited.
The ass that you've made of yourself and all the waiting.
And they're like, we're leaving. And I'm like, just imagining that drive home.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, just complaining. But on top of it, he goes, because he can't think of how to say it. He's like, well, I'm going to be calling the president. of Applebee, I'm going to be be sure that I'm going to be contacting the head of Applebee's, and I'm just thinking like, what are you talking, yeah, about? The mayor, yeah, of Apple, the CEO?
I'm calling Captain McApplebee's.
I'm going to call Applebee himself.
Yeah,
Mr. Applebee.
Yeah, Mr. Applebee.
Oh, and he's like, I'm going to call the he said president, and then he was like stumbling because he didn't know what word to say, so he didn't have it right. He's like, be sure that I'm going to be contacting the head of Applebee's tomorrow
now,
to register. Now it's like, oh, geez.
Now could you, I doubt this happened, but were you able to see his wife's reaction to this whole thing? Was she was
just like, I don't know. Yeah, I
could.
Because
you can gauge.
Yeah.
You can gauge someone who does something that like that by the person with them. If the person with them is not fazed, this person always flies off the handle.
Right, right.
If the person is embarrassed, and this was like the first time they've ever seen this happen.
Absolutely.
If the person,
honey,
was proud,
it's okay.
Then they're both a bunch of assholes.
Oh, yeah. In my head, I think the saddest thing is she was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Standing there like,
you're
going to get
him.
It.
You tell them. And she's like,
oh,
turned on,
gosh,
by the scenario. Let's just go on.
Yeah, this is getting horrible. This is getting really gross. This is gross.
All right,
con.
So what is that? Yeah.
So he's like, I'm going to call because then I'm like thinking, if you mean like some sort of high up person,
yeah,
they don't care.
No.
The highest you're going to get is the guy you're yelling at is the manager of the local Applebee's. Yeah. You're not going any higher than him.
Right. And I doubt the guy.
And he knows you have no argument because you don't understand how Applebee's works.
Yeah, yeah.
You're,
yeah,
getting mad for no reason.
You're
because,
not listening.
Right. You're not paying attention. They show – it's almost as if they got here 30 minutes,
yeah,
ago.
Because they called 30 minutes ago.
Take advantage of the, yeah, thing we have.
If you didn't know about it, now you know about it.
Yeah.
Sorry you didn't know about it.
I
don't yell at me for not knowing about it.
And, you know, the person was being so, like, you know, the manager was being so, like,
calm down.
Yeah, sir. Well, I'm sorry, sir. You know, like,
yeah,
trying his best. But yeah, oh, it was just bad. I was like, whatever.
I don't know, that might be worse than mine. Well, mine's they're pretty sadder.
I say put them both on the list.
All right, together or separately?
No, separate.
So that's two separate things.
Yeah,
so
I think
old
so.
Lady eating chicken
tries to rip them yeah. off for the roasted chicken.
Chicken scam. Old chicken scammer.
And the man. I mean, you think mine is up par
yeah.
with another? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's that's almost more funny than like I don't
it
know
is
if that's
funny. Yeah.
I
let's
don't know
not
if that.
On,
yeah, I'm not.
That's funny. It
is. That is funny because that's not because you don't walk away from that saying oh you walk away from that saying you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess the sadness came in when it was the fact that he like
didn't
if he was
the
a
fact
guy,
that he doesn't understand.
Yeah, that would the if it was just some average.
Right.
I think the thing was the overweightness.
I was going well, not even
that made it sad.
To me, it was the greasy hair, not even the overweightness.
Well, yeah, but like the overweightness made it sad because the whole
oh
purpose
made it sad
is he's arguing about food he shouldn't be eating because you know he's not going in there
yeah.
and ordering a salad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's going in there and ordering the you know the appetizer sampler and the friggin' you know.
Well, maybe that is why he went there.
And
he's like, I'm turning over a new leaf. Yeah, I'm gonna get a salad.
And now he's now it
now he's over
torpedoing.
Here brains eating. Roasted chicken.
It's like, wow, wow. Well, yeah. That didn't work. No, but yeah, so I think that's what made it sad. But I agree. I think it was overall funny than anything. Because
yeah.
Tom and I were like, oh my God.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think that would be good for like awkward con.
Stop throwing out all these cons that we have to do now.
So this is part we have to do. Look gross off. Con. We got to do awkward con.
Yeah.
To be fair, to be honest, we're doing no other cons.
Well, maybe honest con. We might do honest con now that you said it.